Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New COVID spikes.
As people move indoors, the virus is much more easily spread.
Concert death toll rises.
This is our responsibility to make sure we get justice for this.
Key day in court.
Free Britney!
For Britney Spears. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. COVID case numbers are back on the rise. 35 states report an upward trend over the past 2 weeks, raising fears of another difficult pandemic winter. CBS's Mola Lenghi has more from one of the states where the numbers are up, Colorado.
We still want to provide the very best care, but that's just a little more difficult.
This is ICU nurse Tracy Preeb, helping in the seemingly endless fight against Colorado's spiking COVID-19 cases.
I don't know how anyone could not have feelings of burnout.
What you're going through right now as a staff, is it sustainable?
Right now it is not sustainable. Yeah.
95% of the state's ICU beds are now full, and the Department of Health says nearly 40% of hospitals in the state are expected to experience staffing shortages within a week. That's why Colorado's governor has called for 500 additional beds and activated the state's crisis standards of care, giving hospitals flexibility in allocating resources, including affecting the ratio of staff to patients.
Everybody is still obviously committed to doing the best they can and take care of patients, but I think there's also sort of a sense of wanting the community to step up.
To Dr. Michelle Barron, Senior Medical Director of Infection Prevention at UC Health, stepping up means getting vaccinated. About 80% of the state's more than 1,400 hospitalized COVID patients are unvaccinated.
There's been a high percentage of individuals vaccinated above the national average, but 30% of people are still not vaccinated, which in the setting of the Delta variant means they're vulnerable.
30% is still a lot.
Absolutely. And I think other places in the United States are starting to see sort of similar trends.
In Washington, CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest on the House investigation into the Capitol attack and the effort to get information from inside the Trump White House.
The Select Committee wants former President Trump's chief of staff to appear before the panel this morning. Otherwise, he could be held in contempt, like former White House strategist Steve Bannon. Chairman Benny Thompson says Mark Meadows has not produced a single document since he was subpoenaed in September and says there is no valid legal basis for his continued resistance. The panel believes Meadows was with the former president on January 6th. His lawyer says Meadows remains under the instructions of former President Trump and the courts will have to decide. Mr. Trump got a brief reprieve from a federal appeals panel yesterday. That temporarily blocks the release of more than 700 documents to the committee. They include call logs, handwritten notes, and speech drafts.
A ninth person has died from injuries suffered in the Houston concert crush 1 week ago. 22-year-old Barthi Shahani's mother is distraught.
I want my baby back, you know? I won't be able to live without her. It's impossible.
Her daughter was an engineering student at Texas A&M. Police have now released audio recordings from that tragic night.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out at the front stage.
Reports say a fire chief on a safety check was denied access to the concert site twice on the day of the event. Now to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the defense has wrapped up its case in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says Rittenhouse's at times tearful testimony carries great weight.
The jury are normal people using their common sense. Burden of proof goes out the window. All they think about are two questions. Do we believe Kyle Rittenhouse? And do we like Kyle Rittenhouse?
At the trial of three white men accused of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's death, an attorney for one of them told the Georgia judge he doesn't want, quote, any more black pastors in the courtroom, calling an appearance by Al Sharpton a form of intimidation. The judge refused to take any action, saying it's a public courtroom.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The lawyer for American journalist Danny Fenster says a court in Myanmar, where he's been held since May, has sentenced him to 11 years in prison. The editor of Fenster's online magazine says he was found guilty of spreading false or defamatory information and other charges.
The sentences imposed were the harshest possible under the law. The court disregarded a significant amount of evidence. There is absolutely no basis to convict any of these charges.
The army seized power in Myanmar back in February. Well, at long last, today could be a day of freedom for Britney Spears. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This has become a familiar sound.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, conservatorship has got to go.
Fervent fans of Britney Spears showing up as she tries to end her 13-year-old conservatorship. Today, the fans, who are part of what's become known as the Free Britney movement, will be back again, and it's possible they will get what they want.
Free Britney now! Free Britney now!
A hearing could bring the 13-year arrangement to an end. For months, those who are experts in conservatorships have raised questions about how long it's been going on. Attorney Christopher Melcher.
Someone who's under a lengthy one like this is usually developmentally disabled.
Spears' father, who originally asked that the conservatorship be put in place, says he now agrees it should end. Now it's up to a judge. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A dolphin named Winter with a prosthetic tail was the centerpiece in the Dolphin Tail movies.
Nothing to attach it to.
It's preposterous anyway, trying to put a tail on a fish.
This morning, there's word the 16-year-old bottlenose dolphin has died at a Florida aquarium after suffering an infection. Overseas, a studio that the Beatles made famous, Abbey Road, turns 90.
It was the world's first purpose-built recording studio. British composer Sir Edward Elgar conducted the London Symphony Orchestra at its grand opening in 1931. Sir Edward likely had no idea that 36 years later, Pink Floyd recorded Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, while in the studio next door, the Beatles were working on their Sgt. Pepper's album. 2 years later, unable to agree on an album name and cover, they ended up just getting photographed crossing the street outside. And the rest is musical history. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
An Alabama baby who came way too early is now in the record books.
Curtis Means has been certified as the world's most premature baby to survive. He was born last summer, 132 days before his due date, weighing less than a pound.
We were all in shock. We were all amazed. We were ready to take on this journey.
Samita Gray was one of his ICU nurses.
We just knew in our heart that this was the smallest baby we've seen, and we were going to see him go home.
And he did, 9 months later. Today, mom says Curtis is a happy, healthy toddler.
Slide down off your lap, stand up like you want to take off and start walking.
He did have a twin who didn't survive. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Oklahoma's Republican governor has ordered an end to birth certificates in the state that list a non-binary option instead of designating a gender. This goes against a civil settlement in which the state agreed to the add-on. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes Podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.